If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Chasing Rainbows, written and read by Molly Moore. The rope has been lying on the floor by his side of the bed for a few days now. It got discarded there after he used it to tie a body harness on me so that he could secure the doxy between my thighs. He is already up and dressed and downstairs making coffee. I am dragging my heels. It's cold. There are dark black clouds crowding the sky outside the window, making it feel more like evening than morning. I wriggle across the bed and open the curtains fully in a vain attempt to let as much daylight into the room as possible. The rope catches my eye. It is snaking out from under the bed and across the carpet towards the window, as if, like me, it is searching for the light. I reach down and pull the length of twisted cord up onto the bed with me. The memories come flooding back. The feel of the rope running across my skin and between the hot fold of my cunt. The way they tightened as he secured the doxy up against me. The look of concentration on his face as he tries to get the angle just right, and the little chuckle of satisfaction he makes as my body twitches in response to the thunderous sensation between my thighs when he turns on the vibrator. I push the rope into my face, searching for my scent. I know it must have smelt of me after that day, and him too, because when he moved the doxy out of the way so that he could fuck me, he had not bothered to remove the rope. Not until afterwards, when it was coated with my juices and his, all mingled together with that gloriously earthy smell that the rope carries all the time. I sniff along the braided cord, searching for that smell, but time has stolen it away, and all that remains is the gentle aroma that belongs to the rope. I let it trickle through my hands and down onto my lap. I twist my hands into the pool of cord, gathering it up and letting it bind itself around me. But when I pull my wrists apart, it is disappointingly pliable. I'm about to discard it back onto the floor where I found it, but then I have another idea. It's not pretty. I'm not the one who does the tying usually, and so I just wrap and wind until most of the rope is used up, and then I secure the two ends as best I can. My ankles are bound tightly together. It feels nice, safe almost. And like this, I can still part my thighs and reach between them and touch myself. My phone is just out of arm's length, but I wriggle across the bed and gather it up. I snap three or four different images, then I send one to him with a message. Please may I have a wank? The reply comes within seconds. I can't leave you alone for a moment, can I? And yes, you may. It is quick and easy. The rope feels good around my ankles. My mind tumbles over images of lots of hands touching me, pushing my thighs apart, pulling at my nipples, twisting them between fingers, sucking them into mouths, hands and fingers and mouths, and so much touching that it is hard to know where one hand stops and another one starts. As my cunt tightens in orgasm, the sun finally bursts through the watery clouds and pours rainbow colours across the bed. I reach for my phone again, and take one last picture before finally getting up. If you enjoyed this, please find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.